First of all, I offer obeisances to my Guru Pad Padma, Nityala Pravishto Vishnu Pad Shishimar Bhaktivedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj. Then, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I offer my unlimited number of obeisances. Thereafter, Nityala Pravishto Vishnu Pad Bhaktivedanta. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and all the devotees who are sitting on the dais and all the sajjan saintly persons, all the devotees who are interested in drinking the nectar of Harikatha, I offer my dandavat pranams. Srila Gurudev, he is the ocean of causeless mercy. He has given us place at his lotus feet. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been said that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has described that Adhame. So the people who are even untouchables, those are the lowest among the human beings. But if they come under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, then Guru and Vaishnavas deliver them. And Guru and Vaishnavas can actually manifest the divine love in the heart of the surrendered souls. I pray at the lotus feet of Gurudev and Vaishnavas that may they shower their causeless mercy on our head. So we are very fortunate because so Gaurahari, Sachinan Gaurahari, this is the abode of Audarja. So we have come to this abode of Audarja and Madhurja, where Audarja covers Madhurja. So we are following in the Siddhanta, the spiritual conclusion of Raya Ramananda and Swarup Damodar, who is Gaurasundar. So Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath and Radha Madan Mohan, this divine couple has mixed in one form as Sri Sajjanan Gaurahari. So this is Navadip Dham. In Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma has explained the Tattva. Brahma Samhita, it has been said, Shri Akanta Kanta, Gaurasundar's glories are explained in Brahma Samhita. So very few people know the glories of Shweta Deep, Navadip Dham, which is explained in Brahma Samhita. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has glorified this Navadip Dham in his book, Shri Navadip Dham Parikrama, Parikrama Khanda. Yes. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that how we should surrender at the lotus feet of Gaurahari. As long as we don't absorb ourselves at the feet of Gaurahari and at the feet of this holy dham, Navadip, Gaurahari's dham, till then we cannot get prema. So Prabhupada Saraswati Pada said that Navavan means actually this nine forest of Navadvip. So if one takes shelter of this Navadvip Dham, then one should understand that person will definitely achieve the shelter in Vrindavan Dham. Actually, without taking shelter of Navadvip Dham, one cannot receive shelter at the feet of Vrindavan Dham. So if one will relish the glorious pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that person would sure be able to relish Shri Krishna's sweet pastimes in Vrindavan. Most worshipable for all the unless one surrenders to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one would not be able to enter into the conjugal love of Sri Krishna, Radha and Krishna. To the degree we develop attachment for the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to that degree one will be able to relish the nectar at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Shashinan Gaurahari, he is the Supreme Personality of God who wishes the ultimate goal of human life, Krishna Prema. So Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised us to perform the bhajan of Shishi Radha Govinda. So under the guidance of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, if we engage in the devotional service of Radha Govinda, then a person will be able to achieve simultaneously the service in Navadvip Dham, in the spiritual sky, Shvetadvip, and also in Goloka Vrindavan. So simultaneously one will receive the great good fortune of entering into the transcendental Aprakrut Goloka Dham and also transcendental Shvetadvip Dham in the spiritual sky. So we have come under the guidance of Gurudev to do parikrama here of Navadvip Dham. So under the guidance of Gurudev, we will hear the glories of the holy abode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore it is said in the scripture, bhajan should be done under the guidance of a Vaishnava. It cannot be done independently, whimsically, alone, in a solitary place. Gaura Sundar has advised us how to do devotional service, how to do bhajan. If you want to test the divine love of Radha Krishna, how Gaura Sundar has described, so one poet has said, if Gauranga would not have come, who would have relished the moods of Radha and Krishna? No one would have understood the divine love of Radha and Krishna. So let's do bhajan under the guidance of Gurudev and high class Vaishnavas. So this is the Gauradham. This is full of the transcendental sweetness of Radha Krishna's divine love. For 24 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed divine pastimes for 24 years in this Navadvip Dham, in household life. Then he revealed his pastimes also in Navadvip, then he went to Vrindavan and also Jagannath Puri. So these pastimes of Mahaprabhu should be remembered continuously and also should be followed in our life. His teaching should be executed. So Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna himself, but he has taught us the process of devotional service by his personal behavior. So how to relish the mood of deep separation, vipralamba, between Radha and Krishna? Just by chanting the names of Sri Krishna, all the sins go away and all the auspicious one receives. And not only that, not only earth, dharma, kama and moksha, but one receives the ultimate goal of human life, prema purushartha, pancham purushartha, the fifth goal of human life, divine love of Godhead. So we should weep and weep. My Gurudev used to say, weep, weep for Krishna and call out his name with tears in your eyes. So Gaurasundar has taught us personally that one, how one should shed tears and weep for Krishna, then one will receive the mercy of Krishna, not otherwise. Krishna Bhuli. We have forgotten Krishna from time immemorial, and therefore this illusory potency of Sri Krishna, Aparashakti, is giving us tremendous trouble. So we must weep for Krishna. Unless we weep and call out Krishna's names, and if we don't take shelter at the feet of Gurudev and drench his feet by our tears, then we will not get prema. Therefore Shrimati Goswami has said, Yavatnu Mahatam Padara Jobhishekam, King Rahugan has told, Bharjad Bharat has told King Rahugan, that unless one bathes in the foot dust of a Mahabhagavat, one cannot get prema, not possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is very clear, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that Sri Krishna in Vrindavan is a worshipable deity. We should follow in the moods of gopis and follow, accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the ultimate conclusive spiritual truth. So what is the ultimate goal of our life? What is our prayojan tattva? That is Sri Krishna. So in just one shloka, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur has explained that our worshipable deity is Brajeshatanaya, the son of Srinanda Maharaj, Shyam Sundar, beautiful black is Sri Krishna. So Brajendra Shyam Sundar Sri Krishna, dark Sri Krishna, appeared as Sri Gaurasundar, accepting the moods of Srimati Radhika. So we must also serve Krishna under the guidance of the gopis. So in the mood of Parakyaras, we should serve Sri Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, actually Vishwanath Chakra Thakur has condensed all the teachings of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in just one shloka, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanes. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also condensed in the shloka of Dashamul Tattva, that in Dashamul Tattva he has condensed all the teachings of Mahaprabhu in just one shloka. So I end here my speech here, that I just pray that life after lifetime may I receive the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas. May I develop some attachment to serve the Guru and Vaishnavas and Sri Krishna. By the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, may I develop an inclination to serve Sri Krishna. May I receive the good fortune of serving Krishna by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas. There's a debate whether he should speak in Hindi or Bengali.
Hindi. Radhika Krishna 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 Krishna
This is a prayer to Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu together. Best of the Brahmanas, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are the abodes of divine love and godlessly merciful. This is another prayer from, I think, Vrindavan Mahimamrut or Radhar Sasudhanidhi. May my mind be absorbed in the forest of Vrindavan Dham, which is full of the footprints of Srimati Radhika. This Vrindavan forest is reverberating by the beautiful singing and chirping of the birds such as cuckoo and so on. Hari bol, Hari bol. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, offer obeisances to my Guru Pad Padma, Nitkilla Praveshta Om Vishnu Pad, Sri Srimad, this is Rup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj at his lotus feet. I offer unlimited number of obeisances. Thereafter, my Shiksha Guru Pad Padma, Paribrajaka Acharya Varya, Sri Srimad, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, who is our Diksha Guru, offer the dandavat pranams to him. And all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially Tridandi Sannyasis, I offer the obeisances to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, appropriate obeisances at their feet. So Srila Gurudev has ordered me. He has told me that I should speak something about the glories of Navadvip Dham. You heard from the lotus lips of different speakers the glories of Sri Navadvip Dham. From different angles they are discussed. So they shed light on different aspects of the glories of Navadvip Dham. This is Kali Yuga. Dharma is standing on only one leg here. In Kali Yuga, Dharma has only one limb, one leg of Dharma, the bull Dharma is remaining. Other three legs have been cut off by Kali. Parikshit Maharaj, once he was wandering in the kingdom and he saw that actually one cow was weeping piteously. And one bull actually was standing on one leg, and even the final leg was about to be crushed, hammered, cut off by one butcher, very black color, very harmful person, deadly person. So this was the personality of Kali, personification of Kali. He wanted to cut off the final leg of the bull named Dharma or religion personified. However, Kali Yuga prayed at the feet of Parikshit Maharaj that please give me some place somewhere. So Parikshit Maharaj, he said, so Kali Yuga prayed to Parikshit Maharaj, give me abode, give me place, give me residence somewhere. So Parikshit Maharaj thought, where should I give him a place? Then Parikshit Maharaj thought, this is an abode of, this Kali Yuga is the ocean of sins. It is ocean of defects. But there is one great, great, great quality of this Kali Yuga. What's that quality? Oh, if you chant the names of Krishna, you become